Hello and welcome to another installment of Casual Trekker. This is Scott. This is going to be my excited review of 7 Days. This is going to be just an overview of the show as a whole without any major plot beats or anything like that. This is more of like a celebration of the show because I've been waiting to get this series forever. It just never happens. I don't like ordering things online. I like going to the store and buying it. But I was able to get my hands on the full season, and so I'm running through it now and refreshing my memory because it's a show that's not on streaming. So I literally have not seen this outside of YouTube. They have clips. So I haven't seen this since it was out. And this has been out for, had been out for a very long time. So 7 Days aired from October 7th, 1998 to May 29th, 2001 at 3 seasons and 66 episodes. Starred Jonathan LaPaglia as Frank Parker, Don Franklin as Craig Donovan, and then Justina Vale as Ogla. And it was created by Christopher and Zachary Crowe. And looking back at it, it was like, oh, I love this show. I love it. But now rewatching it, it's still good. But they were trying to go too big every single episode. It was always some crazy thing when it could have just been something just happening locally. Like, go to Chicago because this event was happening. They got to prevent it from happening. Go to New York, has to prevent this from happening. Instead of it having to be always some carousel doing something, you could do backset, which is what the Project Codeword was, anywhere. It doesn't have to be something world-ending each and every time. Small complaint. And when another show that I love called Timeless was out, they had the same basic shape of the 7 Days sphere. So I'm like, I wonder if they could make this be in, exist in the same universe. They never made that connection. Wish they did. Because it'd been cool that, oh yeah, we're able to fix our supply and be able to go back further and then have a sequel series, kind of like what they're doing with Quantum Leap, where it's not necessarily connected, but it's got like a distant connection. But so very happy, very excited that I'm able to watch this series again, because like I said, the last episode was May 29th, 2001. I was graduating high school less than 11 days later. I'm now 41 years old. That's how long it's been since I was actually watching this show. Like, I have this 7 Days I got. I still want to binge early edition, so I got to find that on DVD too. All these cool time travel shows from back in the day just aren't anywhere. Like, they even have Journeyman from NBC. I think it only ran for one season, but it's the same basic concept too. Guy going back in time and find out that the person that he's trying to do things with is actually from the future and she came to the past. And I love time travel, and so I see anything that has time travel in it. There is one conceit to 7 Days, and I think that's true for most time travel shows that have somebody going back into their own existence. Like, for instance, if I went back in time 20 minutes, where is the me from there at? Like, there's no structured timing to when a backstep happens. So what if he was in the middle of eating tea? Or what if he was giving a tour to someone? Like, he's walking down the hallway and all of a sudden the alarm beeps and he's just gone. He just ceases to exist. I mean, we never get to see what happens. No one ever mentions the Frank that's there. He goes from 7 days, like he goes from, say Friday to Monday. There should be a Frank when he arrives walking around. He's not. So is that Frank taken into like custody and put into a cell or something? Is there, by the end of the 66 episode run, is there 66 different Franks underneath a tomb somewhere in prison? Because you can't have two Franks running around, and the Frank in the 66th episode is like kind of like the Prestige type thing that they had, where it was a magic act and kept on making doubles. And I will say, so far the weirdest episode they had was when, weird, not in a bad way, just kind of like, How did that work out? I got how the first part worked out. It's when Frank goes back in time, the machine's kind of screwy, and he gets a double of himself. But it's not an exact double. His kind of the way he's thinking is a little different. And so by the end of the halfway mark of the episode, we find him basically turn on his fellow teammates and brings the bad guy right to his place. And then the real Frank comes after being attacked by the guy and then himself. And then he gets knocked into a closet and they zip tie him up. And then Frank goes on to the thing. He's about to do it. And the other guy breaks out because he was let out by the dad because he was screaming. And he goes up there. And then he comes down and he shoots him and he dies. And then bad Frank goes back in time. And then somehow the first Frank's personality comes out of the bad guy, Frank. And then now he has all of his information. And then you go to a cliff and then he falls off. And then he leads him to the base. And he's like, whoa, how is a good Frank splitting off of the bad Frank? So I think a little bit more time in the whole split process would have been a little bit better, I think. It's a small thing, but it's one of those things that'll take you right out of the episode. When you're having a lot of fun, you're like, wait a minute, slow down, pump the brakes. What? Because I think it would have been better to have he's about ready to shoot, and then the machine goes off, and then he goes back in time, so you don't got to worry about evil Frank splitting it into two. You just have regular Frank in the past. But they went the way they went. I mean, it was fine. It's just, I could have used just a little bit more explaining about how he exactly was the same. Because when Frank went back the first time and they split, he was off just a tad bit. So why would Frank be exactly the way that good Frank was splitting off of the bad Frank? That's the question. Like I said, small little nitpick. But overall, I'm excited that I get to rewatch the seasons of 7 Days. And I know there is a lot of episodes that I did not watch because I was having to watch it on TV. I don't think I was recording on VCR. So I think I just happened to sit down and watch it. So I'm like almost at the end of season one. Some of them I'm remembering. Some of them I'm like, oh, I don't think I've seen this. Or if I did, it was like just the next time on. I know season two, I didn't see any of them. Or season three. So I think all of my viewing is season one. So when I get to the end of season one, I'm going to probably do a little retrospective of it. And then same thing with season two. And then same thing with season three, I think. Or I might just do an overall one and connect it to this reaction, possibly. Don't know yet. I want to see what it, because all these podcasts I don't write a script for. I just start talking, and then through the talking it brings me to here, to there, to everywhere else. So I never know what I'm gonna say until I say it, except like when I like make notes, like I did right now with when it was out exactly, how many episodes and who stars in it, just so I have it right at the top of my tongue, because sometimes I forget a name and I can't remember it. Like in Strange New Worlds, I really can't remember the last name of Captain Pike's love interest because it reminds me too much of Bartell. And so every time I try to say her name, her last name, I always want to say Bartell. So I just call her Marie because that's her character's first name. So that's just an example. But as far as 7 Days go, I would recommend it because it's enjoyable. The relationship between Frank and Olga is really awesome. Like, they get certain close, they get a certain degree of close, and then they gotta do backstep, and then everything he did gets undone, and then she has no interest in him again, and then it's like a will they or won't they, but she never knows that they will, but he does. So I think that's kind of good. And then the relationship between the three people that operate backstep, I think is awesome. The guy, Nick Searcy, that's his actual name. Like, at the moment, I can't remember what his name is in the show, but he's always going so far overboard with his claims about what everyone's doing. It's awesome. but like how him and Frank were agreeing with each other, and that was like putting a red flag on everyone. Like, why are they agreeing with everything? They all have like a little group meeting and say how Frank is kind of changed, and then they immediately find out that he is changed. This is the episode where he splits into two. It's a two-parter. But yeah, super happy, excited, and stoked, because I've been wanting this forever. Like, I wanted Quantum Leap, the original series, for a couple of years, and then I finally got it, so I have that. But I saw most of that, I saw that, like, multiple times on TV, because it would have marathons, like, on USA or something like that. But 7 days, that was a one and done. I saw the episode, and that was it. And then never again once it got canceled. I don't think I've seen any of the episodes outside of what they have for the first season on YouTube. And they used to have a lot more. Now they have even less. So if you have a chance to watch 7 days, you might actually enjoy it. It's kind of like a slow burn. It's kind of like Medium in a lot of ways. But it's a good show overall. I just think that the overarching every episode has to be the end of the world type thing. Is kind of like the bad guy of the week in like a superhero thing. It's kind of like, come on, stop doing that. That's kind of what killed the updated version of Knight Rider. There's just too many ending of the world things rather than it being more like Leverage, where it's like a small town thing and they gotta try to avert this one thing, but it's not gonna end the world, but it's the world to that one person. I think those are the best ways to do these stories. So it's always not a big thing, and that you can create and craft a really good story about someone or something that, while not earth-shattering, is earth-shattering and important to somebody. But that is going to conclude this podcast.